You just dumped a forehand into the net on breakpoint. Your opponent is bouncing on their toes. You have exactly 25 seconds before the next point begins. What you do in that window determines more about the outcome of the match than almost anything else. The science of between-point recovery. Tennis is unusual among racket sports. ITF rules give players up to 25 seconds between points, creating a structured recovery window that exists in no other major sport at this pace. Yet most recreational players use that time to replay the error they just made. Exactly the wrong cognitive move. Research on pre-performance routines in closed-skill sports shows that athletes who follow a consistent behavioral ritual before executing a skill dramatically reduce performance-degrading anxiety and increase focus accuracy. A 2010 study by Massagno and Mullane Grant, published in the Journal of Clinical Sports Psychology, found that athletes trained in pre-performance routines showed significantly lower rates of choking under evaluative pressure compared to control groups. The authors attributed this effect to the routine's ability to redirect attention away from self-monitoring and toward task-relevant cues. In tennis, this translates directly. The between-point window is your pre-performance routine. Every point is, in effect, a closed skill execution. Serve, return, first ball. What happens between points shapes what kind of mind you bring to that execution. The four-phase reset. Elite coaches, including the approach developed by sports psychologist Jim Lohr, over decades working with ATP and WTA players, consistently describe between-point behavior that follows a predictable four-phase arc. Phase 1. Emotional release, 0-3 seconds. Let the emotion out physically. Shake your strings. Bounce on your toes. One fist pump or one sharp exhale. The key: it must be brief and have a defined endpoint. Research on affect regulation in sport, Hanin, 2000, Emotions in Sport, identifies that athletes perform best when they regulate intensity toward their personal optimal zone, not suppress it entirely. Phase 2. Physical ritual, 3-10 seconds. Walk toward the baseline or the back fence at a controlled pace. Adjust your strings. This is not fidgeting. It is proprioceptive grounding, focusing attention on physical sensations in the hands and feet, moves cognitive load out of the prefrontal cortex and into the body, reducing ruminative thought loops about the last point. Phase 3. Tactical cue, 10-18 seconds. One thought about the upcoming point. Just one. Go up the tee on second serve. Return cross court. Not a catalog of options. A single intention. Cotterill, 2010, reviewing pre-performance routine research across sports, found that the most effective routines involved a specific attentional cue immediately before execution, not a multi-step cognitive checklist. Phase 4. Activation, 18-25 seconds. Two slow breaths, bouncing at the baseline. The physical signal that tells your nervous system, action is imminent. Narrow focus. Execute. Why this works. The mechanism is attentional control. Under pressure, attention drifts toward threat monitoring, opponent's body language, score implications, what losing this set means. A structured between-point routine gives your attention a scripted place to go, preventing that drift from compounding point after point. It also establishes what performance psychologists call process anchoring. The routine becomes a conditioned cue for the performance state you want to access. The more consistently you run it, the more reliably your nervous system treats it as a signal to execute. Implementing it in your next match. Start with just phase 1 and phase 4, emotional release and activation breath. Do not try to install all four phases at once. Practice the routine in low-stakes points first. Warm-up games, club matches, until the sequence becomes automatic. Automaticity is the point. You should not have to think about the routine during a close third set. The 25-second window is not dead time. It is training ground for the mind that shows up on match point. References: Massagno C., Mullane Grant T., An Investigation of Pre-Performance Routines. self-focus, and choking in sport. J. Clinsport. Cycle, 2010-4-2, 99-116. Cotterill ST, pre-performance routines in sport, current understanding and future directions. Sport Excerc Cycle. Reverenston to 2010 to Spes 6 to Hurd Sauce 2, 5 to 14. Hanin YL. Emotions in Sport. Human Kinetics. 2000.